Hi, honey. I guess I am home pretty early. I finished all my work and nothing important was really going on today, so yeah. Oh, speaking of important, there's something I've been thinking over and I want to run it by you. Okay. I want to have a baby. You've been thinking about it too? Oh my god, you're such a sweetheart. I should have known you wanted to raise a kid with me. Okay, but there's one itsy bitsy teeny weeny little clause that I want to make. Okay? I want to get pregnant. Right, but not from you. I mean, it's not like a secret or anything that we're both turtle nerds. And there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. It's just that don't think it's a good idea for us to make a child together, you know? I mean, let's face it, if you get me pregnant, we're just gonna raise a child that, you know, they're gonna be really smart, but they'll have a rough life. We've both gone through a lot of bullying as kids, and yeah, our intelligence is great, but, you know, maybe it'd be nice to raise a child that's, you know, normal. I don't know. I mean, think about it. Because my intellect is so high, maybe we can get the best of both worlds. Well, the plan was to find a couple of guys who are really strong. And I've got a couple of friends who, we'll say they know people, right? I'm sure we could figure something out. Honey, don't you remember how rough your bullying was growing up? Don't you want a child who can, like, defend themselves? Well, obviously it wouldn't encourage them to fight, but self-defense is important, you know? It's not like school is gonna do anything about it. Zero tolerance, my fucking ass. Look. Sweetheart, it is going to be fine. We're still having sex. It's not like I'm leaving you or anything. I just want this for the better of our children. Yeah. Children plural. You think I want to raise an only child? Of course not. We don't want getting lonely after all. They could have somebody to play video games with, or sports, coloring books, dolls, whatever they're into. Well, I just think it's unfair for the kids. Having to raise them to be like we were, hiding, running, not eating lunch because our lunch money was taken. Like, quite frankly, I've had enough of that life. I'm not going through it again. We'll take things one step at a time, dear, okay? I know this can be a little scary, but trust me, that baby is as much as yours as it is mine. We'll work out legal details later. I promise you, you're going to love being a father. Don't you trust me that I know what's best for our children? Oh my god, thank you, thank you. You have no idea how much this means to me. I've got a caller so she can set me up with somebody. Louise, my friend. We spoke about this earlier, and she told me that she hooked me up with just the right guy, and you know, I wanted to get your approval first. I'm gonna call her right now. Yeah, he said it was okay. Tomorrow? You're joking, right? That early, really? Oh my God, you are one hell of a matchmaker, I guess. Jeez. Which cafe? The one by the Walgreens or the one like 4 blocks down that way? Yeah, I'll be there. Oh my God, thank you so much. You are the best. So, yeah, sooner than I thought, but I'm really excited. I'm so excited. Oh my God. Thank you so much, honey. You're the best. Okay, so I'm supposed to meet him tomorrow at the cafe. We're gonna meet for coffee and I'll see how I like him. She said it was perfect for me and I trust her judgment, but I gotta see for myself. I don't know that much about him, obviously, but from what I've heard, he's really tall and strong and attractive. Okay, sorry. Sorry, I got distracted. Oh, when are we gonna visit him? I'm sorry, but he just doesn't want to see you. That's one of his conditions. If we fuck, then he doesn't want to meet the guy that I'm married to. Well, yeah, it probably ruins the mood for him. I can understand that. Can't you? Oh, well, I doubt we're gonna fuck on the first date. We'll probably have to meet up a few times. You have a problem with me calling it a date? Well, that's kind of what it is. We're gonna fuck after all. Okay. How about meet up? Is that any better? Yeah, I think by maybe like the second or third meetup, we should be good to go. Probably the third. The first is more about testing our compatibility, and then we can plan things out during the second meetup. But you never know, it could be a busy guy. So I gotta start prepping for our second date now. Oh, sorry, I meant meetup. We need a plan just in case we fuck after the second time meeting. Babe. Just in case, could he come over here to knock me up or? I just want to know our options, that's all. He could, like, stop by while you're at work. It'd be like it never even happened. Yeah, one time we just go to work and it's, honey, I'm pregnant. Doesn't that sound nice? Oh my God, babe, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that all the sex talk was gonna turn you on. Yeah, of course I can help you with that. Sure, no. It's been a long day for you too, hasn't it? Yeah, let me get you more in the mood. Can see the pre-cum leaking through your clothes. I guess I'm really getting you into it, huh? Well, That's another little discussion didn't kill your sex drive. Actually, can I just suck you off? I kind of want to save myself for him, you know? Well, you know my libido is not as strong as yours, and I want to be horny tomorrow. I want to be really, really horny tomorrow. Yeah, I know that I usually value guys from thoroughly thinking about them, but I think if I'm gonna go for like a strong stereotypical alpha type, then I might as well let my instinct do all the work for me. Nature's course or whatnot. Oh, not to say that I'm like not naturally attracted to you or anything. I just meant that it's natural for a girl to fall for a tough, aggressive man. I'm just letting that biology do the work here. Well, yeah, I imagine his cock would be bigger than yours. Not that you've got a small one or anything. Your dick's really nice. I just think that his might fill me up a little more than I'm used to. I don't know. Wouldn't you like your potential son to have a nice big dick? I'm sure you'd be quite the hit with women. Did I just hear a moan? Oh my god, you like this, don't you? You really had me fooled for a moment the way you were acting and all moping about it. You were resisting your urges, weren't you? Baby, it's fine. You don't need to hide anything from me. There's nothing wrong with getting turned on from your wife fucking another man. In fact, that just makes the situation a lot less complicated. And a lot more fun. Alright, come on. Relax a bit. Let me suck your cock. See? This isn't so bad. I think I might, take a break from fucking you, actually. But you can get all the ore you want. Promise. I just want to make sure that I use the funnel. Someone else is gonna father your children. And you won't even see his face. Now that I think about it, I don't want our children to look too different, you know? So I'm thinking, that I stay in contact with him and see if he wants to fuck me after the birth or at first. I mean, it takes 9 months to conceive, right? Well, I would like your second to be maybe a year younger. My firstborn. Oh my god, oh. Or I could try to find the even bigger, stronger guy. So that our second child won't get picked on by the first. Even if they're younger, they may be able to hold their own. Yeah. That could work. What do you think, honey? I mean, they both seem like pretty good options to me. I think I'll keep in touch with him, just in case. I can make my mind later. Oh, no, we're not going to be doing anything after he knocks me up. Well, I mean, maybe we might meet once in a while, like as friends, but nothing more than that. I mean, he is friends with one of my closer friends, after all, so I'm probably going to run to him anyway. Well, I still don't think you should see him. If he's not gonna fuck me, then sure, but I wanna keep my options open. Again, this is for the best, okay? Oh, I know that look on your face. Are you ready? Come on. Give me a call. Oh, you are so close. I can practically taste it right now. Fuck. Give it to me. Oh, come on, come for me. How was that for you, babe? Good? Hope so. I also hope you don't get tired of blowjobs anytime soon. Hey. Yeah, I told him. Plans all set. We're definitely meeting up tomorrow. Hey, honey. I'm gonna take this call to our room for a bit. Give a girl time to gossip, okay? Yeah, I'm so excited. I heard he was like a big college athlete or something.